Long story short, through a friend got in touch with me and basically said, yo, legend.
What are you doing?
Trying to get in the mind of someone who would mark up a cartridge like this.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 48 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. You make me feel like a natural woman. And I'm the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I am the road most traveled.
My name is Mark Hunter, and I can see through walls.
That's a superpower right there.
That's not true. Can you really? You've been hiding this whole time?
Believe me, it never brings
too.
Anything
Check
good.
Check this out. Watch this. Whoa!
See?
Looking
I can
right
see right through there.
That's because the windows are clear.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a house that has windows that aren't clear, you have a problem, and I recommend you get new windows.
Well, most of the houses around me have boarded up windows.
Or bars on the windows.
Yeah, or bars
Awkward.
On the windows.
Well, speaking of bars, Jason is unable to be with us tonight. So, tonight we have a special guest host, Mark Hunter, which is Eric Hunter's brother. So, it's going to be a little confusing for me because I can't just say Hunter anymore. And it's going to be Hunter Bailey tonight. And it's also a special episode because today, the day of recording, is Thursday, August 8th. Review a Bad Game Day, a holiday that OneMoreCastle.com founded last year. This is our second annual event. We have an official website, reviewabadgameday.com. By the time you listen to this, we might still be taking submissions, but even if we're not, you'll definitely be able to read all the reviews. It's just one time a year we actually put a holiday in August and celebrate the communal joy of putting a beat down on the games we hate. Speaking of which, have you guys played any old video games lately?
I've played games that I like, not games that I hate.
that's good. We'll save the theme stuff for later. We can do that.
Right. I've been playing Metal Slug.
Ooh. Nice.
Metal Slug. Easily the best running gun series of all time.
I do really need to get the collection on Wii. It's near the top of my to purchase list.
Yes, I picked up the anthology for the PlayStation 2.
Ooh.
So it's got 1 through 6 and X and 4X on it. So 6 had never been released prior to the anthology.
Wow.
If you like running guns, man, it's such a great game.
You just picked this one up.
No, I've had it. No, I've had it for a while. This was actually the Metal Slug series is practically the only reason I would ever pick up a Neo Geo if I had the money. Mm. Like if I had the money to pick up a Neo Geo, I'd pick up every single Metal Slug just so I could play with the clicky little joystick and the four buttons. I'd probably pick up like Samurai Showdown 2 and Art of Fighting.
Yeah.
And World Heroes.
Oh, man.
Get all the original SNK.
Neo Geo, I mean, if you're a big fighter, Neo Geo is like the only system you should ever have. There are so many great fighting games on that system. Just that system alone.
Mm-hmm. I still remember seeing Samurai Showdown in the arcade or at like Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
That opening animation where like it gets dark and the guy chops the sword and the tree like slices in half and slides up. Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah. What was the big guy's name?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Which big guy?
Like the real big guy that they cut from the Super NES version?
Oh, that was Earthquake.
Earthquake.
Yeah. Oh. You know what our Pizza Hut had? The Simpsons arcade game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that thing was sweet, man.
Didn't it have Double Dragon at one point, too? You're
talking they about had the Double Dragon up there, too.
Yeah, you're talking about the one in Highlands, right? Highland Heights?
Yeah, up there by that Lowe's.
Yeah, that's definitely Double Dragon. That's another game that never really got a proper port to the system was the original Double Dragon. Like The Genesis version's probably the closest, but if you don't have a, honestly, if you don't have a joystick, completely kills the whole feel of it.
Yeah, and both of those games are quarter munchers, so I imagine Mark spent a lot of money on those machines.
Oh yeah, Double Dragon. I spent.
Well, he didn't. This is our mom.
Well,
wow. I mean,
we weren't working at that time.
Right. No. Yeah, that was years ago.
9 year old. Yeah.
So, Bailey.
I've been playing some newer games. The one old game I have been playing this week a lot, which is weird and not good, is my review of Bad Game Day pick, Major League Baseball on the NES. This stupid game, at one point I had 4 extra copies of it, and I still have 2. they are on eBay right now as a pair for 8 cents. And they do have a bidder, so I am finally going to get rid of them. But just to show you real quick, whoever previously owned this one thought it was a great idea to mark all over it in, like, black Sharpie. Like, every inch of this thing.
Oh, dude.
It's just blackened. I don't know what mindset you have to be in to think that's cool or looks good or what, but I mean...
I mean, if you already have an extra copy.
Right.
I guess.
You're just testing out your Sharpie skills.
Yeah.
But for those of you who have never played LJN's Major League Baseball on NES, it sucks. It's one of the most consistently, reliably glitchy games I've ever experienced, especially those that actually had a mass release. And within comparing it to other baseball games, RBI Baseball, Bad News Baseball, Bases Loaded, even Legends of the Diamond, all of them far outclass Major League Baseball.
Little League Baseball?
Yeah. Oh, I love Little League Baseball, man. It was awesome.
Yeah. Base Wars? Also so much better. What? What's that all about? You don't like Base Wars?
I'd rather play Baseball 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Also for the Neo Geo.
It was on the Super.
It wasn't going to fault you there. There was a Super Baseball 2020. Yeah. So, Mark, how about you? Been playing any old video games lately?
Yeah, I have, actually. I've been playing a ton of different things. I've been playing Chrono Trigger. I've been playing a lot of Chrono Trigger. I don't know what it was. I just decided to start playing it, and I got sucked in. So I've been playing a lot of that. I've been playing through that. And then Eric actually picked me up Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword for my birthday.
You haven't called me at all. How is this game? This son of a bitch has had it for almost a week now, and he has yet to tell me how this game is.
It's because
unacceptable.
It's because I haven't been able to put down the Wii remote to be able to pick up the
phone.
No, I'm serious. I've been glued to this thing, man. The music, fantastic. The control... spot on. I mean, it's the animation, everything, great. I love it. I mean, it's really, really good. And I've played it for seriously 6, 7, 8 hours straight. So, yeah.
It is good. I agree.
Yeah, I love
it. Some people hate on it because they're just hipster and they don't want to be all mainstream Zelda loving, but I really think it's a really solid game.
Yeah, it really is. It really, really is. But yeah, I've been bouncing back and forth between those two and then some Mario 64.
Wow, that's quite a trio you got going on. Jeez. You know, Chrono Trigger, Mario 64, Legend of Zelda, Skyward Sword, whatever.
Well, yeah, I have to bounce back and forth because I got the PlayStation and the Wii hooked up to the living room television. Then I got the Nintendo 64 hooked up to the TV upstairs, so I go back and forth. You get tired of sitting downstairs.
I need to get in on that action. Yeah. I'm in the middle of an office remodeling that will hopefully see an NES hook up to a television I have, like, up in this cubby hole. Mm. So we'll get there. We'll get there.
I do have the NES top loader hooked up to it, too. But I haven't played anything on it yet in a while. I got a ton of stuff. I was actually cataloging my games the other day because Eric and I were talking about it. Like, figure out what stuff I want. I don't have as much as I used to.
Yeah, I'm there with you nowadays. And in fact, that's going to make a perfect segue for once, actually relevant.
How many episodes have we done? It's actually a good segue this time.
48! Here we go. An appropriate, relevant segue for our listener email discussion question. Here it comes. I'd like to apologize from all the listeners for not supplying you with discussion questions. To make up for it, I'd like to do something for you guys. Imagine I was an... I'm reading the wrong one. Holy crap. You can always count on me to read the wrong email.
You want
to
do the segue again that you just ruined?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
And...
Oh, but I can't...
Take two.
We could just do this question instead, because if I sign out and go into the podcast email, I think we'll lose the broadcast.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, do you have it?
Yeah.
Cool. Go ahead and read it. The collector one, the one that's relevant.
The one that you... Oh, yeah. Yeah, the one about insanely rich person?
Is it that one?
Yeah.
It says, I would like to apologize from all of the listeners for not supplying you with discussion questions. To make up for it, I'd like to do something for you guys. Imagine I was an insanely rich person that can get any gaming-related item that ever existed, like one of the guys from the convention Jason went to. What retro gaming item would you want me to get each of you to make up for the listeners not supplying you with discussion questions? Now, since I'm not an insanely rich person, I instead got you a 20% off coupon for Denny's. I hope there's a Denny's in Canada. That is from Mr. Chris Owens.
That's why I didn't want to read that one, because Jason's not here for the Canada joke. But it's still relevant, yeah. So we'll go with it. That's totally cool.
We'll tell him later.
Yeah. And the funny part about this is, for those who don't know, last week we didn't have any discussion questions. That's why he started with that. But also, he actually sent us like a scanned PDF file of this Denny's coupon attached to the email. It's very funny. Like, it's a legitimate, we can actually go out and get 20% off at Denny's.
Should we post that to the website?
Maybe we should.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew, can you get that up there? Yeah, that'd be great. For nice. All the listeners out there, 20% off Denny's on One More Castle.
But yeah. Tell them One More Castle sent you.
Yeah.
There's one in Dayton.
Yeah, but that's in Dayton, man. I'm not going to Dayton.
I got one close to me, so...
Yeah, I don't think there's one in...
Okay. Any retro gaming item ever. I'm going to stick with the game. And I want two copies of Wild Guns for the Super NES.
Why that?
Because any other game that's very expensive, I will never play. Like Earthbound, I'll never play it.
Okay.
Or Mega Man 5 for the Game Boy, I'll never play it. Wild Guns, I would play. That's my kind of game. I mean, I play it now on emulators, but... Like, I've already got so many games on my shelf that I'm never going to play. And I have, just because I have them.
Right.
But Wild Guns, I'd play Wild Guns.
That's cool. I agree with that way of thinking. If you're going to take advantage of this insanely rich man's insanely generous offer, you might as well get something that's both rare and expensive, but also fun. You can actually play it. So
that's why I want two copies, in case if I break one or Perfect. If I'm feeling just as charitable, I can give another away.
Might as well just get three copies then.
Yeah.
Oh, or well, four. Okay. That's
fine.
Buy them all. But like, you know, like the Nintendo World Championship cart, like, that would be great to have, but I'll never play it.
And you also already have that on your power pack, don't you?
Yeah. Or Cheat'em in 2.
Yeah.
Right.
The game's not awful. Game. I wouldn't want to play
it's
it.
It's a terrible game.
You know? But Wild Guns is that's a blast. That's a great gallery gun game.
What?
Phased in and out of time there for a second. Yeah. So.
Is that what you did?
And we're back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm glad I'm not the only tongue-twisted one tonight. That's good. Yeah. How about you, Mark?
You know, I wouldn't get one of the those PlayChoice 10 arcade machines.
Nice. Ooh,
that would be
very nice.
Awesome, man. I mean, I remember playing one or two of them back, I don't know how many years ago, but... I don't know, man, because we played, I think it had, like, Mario 2 on it, Ninja Gaiden, Excitebike. I mean, it had everything. I mean, that's what
I
want,
man. It was all the Versus carts.
Huh?
Yeah.
It was all the Versus carts.
Yeah.
That's where my mind went first. I was like, well, I want an arcade cabinet. That'd be cool. Something big really represents this one offer. But I want a multi-cab, or maybe like one of those Neo Geo multi-cabs. Yeah. But I actually came back to... I have two, and I can't separate which one I'd rather have. You know what? I can, but I want to mention real quick. Capcom recently, to promote DuckTales Remastered, the high-definition remake of the NES classic DuckTales, they sent to certain journalistic publications and different websites and things a golden DuckTales cartridge. And they thought it was like, maybe it was fake, it's just plastic, it just looks like it. But no, it's actually DuckTales. Like, one of them, they posted a video, they plugged it into their NES, they played it. So, DuckTales, already a great game, but to have a golden DuckTales, God, just be cool.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I think, yeah,
I
want
one. Man, it looks cool.
You could probably make one.
Well, yeah, but that's the point.
Maybe,
You just got to grab an old Legend of Zelda card and switch the board out.
Yeah. But then you won't have the sticker.
And
you'd have
label.
To be able to reapply. Yeah.
You can get a label. Come on. That's probably all they did was grab some old NES card or Legend of Zelda cards.
You could just put painter's tape over the contacts and the label and then just spray paint it gold, right?
Yeah. That's... Or black, you know, if you had a Sharpie marker.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally doing that. I'm going to spray paint a gold... random cartridge, see how much people pay for on eBay just for kicks.
Might or maybe that. Just the box. Just sell the box.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do.
Yeah. There you go. The other one, I don't even know if this exists or if it's real or if it's available, but if there was a prototype cartridge for the original Super Mario Brothers on NES, that would be my holy grail.
That'd be cool.
I found it for Legend of Zelda and a couple other games, but Super Mario Brothers is like the game. So, insanely rich man, make it happen.
But it wouldn't even be an NES cartridge, would it? Wouldn't it be a Famicom? It would even might be a disc.
Yeah.
It, you know.
Yeah. For the
Still,
original,
it'd be
original.
Sweet.
Sure. Yeah, I don't even care if I ever played it. I just want to be like,
oh, yeah.
This is history right here.
Yeah, see this microchip? This is Super Mario Brothers.
Changed the entire world forever.
Looks like there was a Super Mario Brothers 2 prototype cart.
Super Mario Brothers 2, like Lost Levels, Japanese version Mario 2, or American?
No, like the Doki Doki Panic. Yeah. Yeah. I was just checking the cutting room floor. Usually they post stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking out of my face right now. But as a big fan of 1990s NBA basketball, if I could get a copy of Tecmo NBA basketball to have it signed by like Larry Bird and Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and all the great players back then, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. You know what I would buy? You know what I would get?
What would you get? Let's just, whatever. What would you buy?
I would get the arcade stand-up. Pigskin foot brawl.
Yes!
Before it was licensed to Jerry Glanville.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that would be
the
awesome.
Console was the only one that had his sponsorship on it.
Really? I didn't know that.
Nice.
Oh, man. I'm on there. I'll be in it. I'll play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would used definitely to play that like crazy, man.
I've only seen that arcade once.
Really?
Out in the wild.
Where at?
Or if there's...
Like, where were you? I've never
Chicago.
Seen it out. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you where, but Chicago.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. Bet you could find something on eBay.
I'll look right now.
Oh, it's $200. Oh, free shipping. Well, I might as well have it sent to the house.
That's not bad.
$200? I'll buy it right now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
See, it's a lot easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission from the wife.
True. Yeah, you got space down there.
Yeah, I'm still sure she wouldn't be happy if I bought an arcade system that I would.
Do you know where you would put it?
Oh yeah, I got the perfect spot for it.
Nice, that's good. That's half the battle right there.
Yeah.
But where are you gonna put it? Right there.
Right there where the outlet is that I had specially put in
for the arcade
one mark
machine.
For the arcade game. I'm gonna get arcade game outlet.
It's $1,000.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, $995.
Dang.
Ships anywhere.
Where's it coming from? Is it in the United States? I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you it's Texas.
We're not going to spend $1,000 on a pigskin football arcade stand-up machine.
I think you could be talked into it.
I don't know. This guy says he's got 5 of them.
Oh, really?
Oh,
then you could definitely talk him down, man.
I'll take one of those off your hands for just. Would you be happy like getting his crappiest one? Like maybe he has one that works, but it's in worse condition.
Yeah.
Get
300.
Yeah, as long as it plays.
Yeah, you should
send him an email.
You should find out.
Man,
you should might send as him well, something. Man. He probably has the worst ones off eBay because he doesn't think anyone would be interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
We could always try to recreate the art on the cabinet.
Yeah.
That might be. You should contact him.
I shouldn't have looked, man.
Yeah.
But see, you gotta do it.
Because PayPal's got pay me later or bill me later now.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I could buy it. And 6 months.
Yeah, I got 6 months to pay it.
And have you used it yet? Because the first time you use it, you get like $25 back or something.
No, oh, I haven't perfect, used it man. Yet.
Well, see?
I can have it by next Wednesday.
So basically, the next time I swing over your place, we'll be playing pigskin football.
Oh, man.
That'd be sweet.
Just send him a message. Just ask.
Yeah, there's just no email him. Just be like, dude.
You're not committing to anything yet.
All right, I'll send him an email.
Yeah!
Nice. Might as well.
How do I do that? How do I send this guy?
Because you're just asking. It's not like you put a bid or anything.
You just got to sign in your eBay account, and there should be a send a message to the seller.
Oh, okay.
About this item. This is definitely a different vibe from like when Jason's here, and he's all like, I don't understand why anyone would want to own a video game.
I know. Even...
Oh, physical media. Yeah.
Collecting. No offense, Jason.
And I don't
know. Okay, maybe a little bit. You can be offended a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. They got a Play Choice 10 on here.
Are you serious?
Oh, okay.
How much is that?
$1,100.
Dang. Do they have a Mortal Kombat 2? That's what we need to get.
Probably.
Let me see. I'll tell you, man, that is one arcade machine I've always wanted, Mortal Kombat 2. As soon as it came out, and then our mom, there was an arcade over in wherever, I don't even know where it was in a mall somewhere, and it used to sell, what was it called, Tilt?
Yeah, Tilt Arcade.
Yeah, Tilt Arcade. They used to sell every Christmas their arcade machines, and we'd always go and look at the Mortal Kombat 2, but they'd always want $4,000 for it.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, MK2. Sweet.
Yeah, $1,100.
Pick.
How much?
$1,100.
For Mortal Kombat 2?
Yep.
Same guy?
No.
No.
It is not.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is not.
Well, you know.
Says you can make an offer.
There you go, man.
You can make an offer.
Yeah, I'm going
to... Well, while you guys are deliberating, how about we take a music break? We'll be right back. we're back. That was Battle with Bowser by Crystal Fortress Level 16, another Super Mario RPG remix track from the Geno B-Sides collection. And I'm going to keep doing Super Mario RPG remixes until someone uses our page to submit a chiptune or nerdcore or other artist for our free promotional opportunity we have on the bottom of the onemorecastle.com website. But now it's time for something truly fun. The Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who doesn't know, this is the part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen a retro game. And normally, we would try and defend our pick. We would have 1 minute to introduce it, and then try and convince the others of who has the best game. But this week, in honor of Review a Bad Game Day, we're going to do something a little different for the first time ever on the podcast. Each of us has selected one of the games on ReviewABadGameDay.com. And we're going to try and pick the worst game. So our goal is to convince the other two not of the superiority, but the inferiority of the title we picked. And then you, the voters, get to go to the poll on the podcast page and vote in the Retro Showdown poll for the worst game just this week, just for Review a Bad Game Day. And Jason is normally our timekeeper to keep 1 minute on the clock. In his absence, I believe Hunter will be taking on that responsibility. And...
totally forgot.
Mark, that's okay. It won't take you too long to prepare, I trust. Normally, I go first, but Mark, you're a guest. If you want to go first, I would let you.
Well, thank you. I will go first.
Oh, excellent. All
thank
right.
you. Well, I appreciate
cool.
it.
No problem.
Yeah. All right, you weirdos.
Now, jeez. I just hope you don't pick the same game I did. We'll see.
All right, Mark, you ready?
I am ready.
And go!
My pick for tonight's Retro Showdown is ba-ba-bum, Dark Castle for the Sega Genesis. Released in 1991 by Electronic Arts, it is the worst game ever. With horrible graphics and control, you literally can't play it for more than a few minutes without wanting to rip the game out of the Genesis and throw it out the window. That's Dark Castle on the Sega Genesis.
You got 30 seconds if you want to keep going.
It's terrible. Don't play it. It's the worst game. It's going to be worse than any of the other ones that anybody else picks. Vote for me.
My name's Mark.
Hey!
All right, we'll just stop that right there. Okay.
Yeah. I make it short and sweet.
Bailey, would you like to go next?
Sure.
I can go last. I'm okay with it.
Cool.
And
I'm ready.
And go.
So, when I was looking over the ReviewABadGameDay.com reviews, it was tough. There were a few that stuck out to me. But when I actually read the review for this one, I was convinced. The game I picked tonight, after consideration, is NRA Varmint Hunter, a PC game released in 2004 that looks like it's from 1996. It is utterly boring. All you do is move your mouse to move a rifle scope over some little brown blip in the background of the poorly graphically idealized field, and in the hopes of finding a brown pixel speck that becomes an animal through the scope, you don't click to fire, you press the space bar. If you kill that animal, you just do that over and over, that's all you do, it's NRA Varmint Hunter.
Time.
Awful.
Wasn't expecting that to do that. Sorry. Well, there was like a giant chime that just went off in my head.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Well, it hurts. All right. God, this game looks awful.
I'm telling you, it really is pretty bad.
All right. I guess I'll take the high road. Okay, my pick for this week's Review a Bad Game Day Retro Showdown. I actually went with a pick from our friends over at the official Video Game Hardcore. with Victor's pick of Mega Man 2 for the Game Boy. The music is atrocious. There's the slide mechanic. It mixes bosses from Mega Man 2 and Mega Man 3. The game is uber simple and super short. It wasn't designed or created by Capcom. It was actually outsourced to another company, never to be outsourced again in the handheld Mega Man series. Mega Man 2 for the Game Boy.
A Mega Man game can't be the worst game.
Yeah.
You have not played this game then. This game is awful. But here's why it's really, really bad. Because you take a series that is amazing, and then you just turn it over to a third party, and they make this crapshoot of a game. That's actually kind of a slap in the face, not only to the series, but to the gamer as well. It's awful.
It sounds like more of a critique against Capcom.
No, it's a critique against the game. It's awful. Capcom had nothing to do with the game.
But the decision to outsource it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure Capcom didn't have anything to do with that.
They didn't have anything to do with outsourcing their own game?
No.
No, nothing at all.
That's handled by Suits. Suits don't represent Capcom.
Eric Hunter never uses sarcasm.
No.
Never.
I can't even spell sarcasm.
Well, that's that education for you.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, even a watered-down, poorly mixed, bad music, shorter Mega Man game still can't be the worst game.
Yeah.
I'd rather play Mega Man 2 than Dark Castle.
Yeah.
Man, see, I don't know. Like, even though Dark Castle had a lot of issues, I mean, all in all, the game actually wasn't that bad. Like, it had some really neat visuals, and the animations weren't too bad.
They were terrible.
They weren't
absolutely
too bad.
Horrendous visuals on all levels.
What makes them horrible, though? Because I've seen it a bit. What makes it so atrociously bad?
Well, the graphics themselves are just bad. Everything's blocky. There's no real animation in the movement of the character. There seems to be, like, frame rate issues when there's not bosses, but just enemy characters flying towards him. It's just wrong. Just wrong.
See, I just don't see how you can hate a game that you can beat in under 3 minutes. I mean, there's all kinds of games. Like, there's all kinds of phone games now. Like, those are the big phone games. They're pick-up and plays. That's exactly what this is. What's wrong with that?
There's a lot wrong with that, because it was out in 91 when we didn't have the pick-up and plays on the, you know, the iPad and iPhone and whatever else.
So this game's revolutionary. It started a movement. That's impressive.
Innovative.
Very innovative.
It's casual gaming skyrocketed from Dark Castle onward.
And who doesn't like a Halloween-themed game? I know I do.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate Hunter family pick right there. I could have predicted that one of you would have picked Dark Castle for the Sega Genesis.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst game there. It is terrible.
No. Maybe I like blocky graphics, but it doesn't look that awful to me.
The control is just ridiculous as well.
That does just, have
you
can't, a
then when you
that.
Have to, because what do you throw rocks or something at the enemies, and you have to maneuver his arm around with a directional pad, and it doesn't work right.
At least your game uses a directional pad.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes. Yeah.
The one devil's advocate point I will make, because I think it's worth mentioning, is Mark did pick the only game of these three that was notorious enough to have an Angry Video Game Nerd episode dedicated to it.
What's that? What's that got to do with anything?
I'm just saying, if anyone doubts that it is a horrible game, there's a whole well-made video from AVGN all about how bad Dark Castle is. There's just not that much material about my game. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say Mega Man 2, although it's not the greatest Mega Man game, I don't think it has a reputation of being so awful.
No, I mean, it's
still
got
Mega Man.
Yeah.
Who's ever played it, man? That's how bad this game is.
Used to play it all the time. It's not that bad.
Okay, what's the best part about Mega Man?
Running and jumping and shooting and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And then when you get, and then you get the special weapons, and you can use those weapons against other robot masters and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, that's a fun thing. Yeah,
don't need it in this game. All you need is your arm blaster. There's no strategy. No strategy. Where are you going? Where are you going? Don't go down too far. I don't know what you're doing.
I mean, I don't want to rehash our I like easy games conversation from last week, but just because a game is easy doesn't necessarily make it terrible.
No, I agreed with you on the easy games.
Okay.
Jason did.
Okay, just so we're clear.
And I don't even know if that's true, but Jason's not here to defend himself.
So. Exactly. Yeah.
Jason was way wrong. No, I'm all about I'm all about an easy game because, you know, you play so many hardcore games, it's nice to take a breather. You know, just like anything else. Well, but when you take a franchise that is has a foundation of being difficult and then you slap some clown shoes on it, that's when things... Because, okay, think about being back when the game was released, okay? You got that Game Boy because you want a game on the road. Mega Man comes out, and it's nothing like it. It's a watered-down version of a masterpiece.
Well, what did you expect for the Game Boy?
Now, I expect limitations.
Limitations on it. You've got to cut down on the boss fights and the amount of characters on the screen and the way in... I don't know, the platforming portion of it. You know, it's it just had to happen. That was a technological limit at that time.
And every popular franchise did that on Game Boy. Yeah. Did you ever play any of the Simpsons games on Game Boy? How about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? I love the games on NES. You try and play one on the Game Boy, very different. Yeah. Mortal Kombat on Game Boy?
Okay, now let's take a game like Ninja Gaiden.
Not the same. Okay.
On Game Boy.
What about
that game on Game Boy, even though it does have its limitations in the terms of how long the levels can be and how many sprites and all that, the difficulty and the intuitiveness that came with Ninja Gaiden is still present in the Game Boy version.
Yeah, so being on the Game Boy doesn't necessarily make it a bad game either.
Right.
Here's my thing, Eric Hunter. And I'll that what I just said is going to make a little bit more sense when I ask this question. I think you think Mega Man 2 is so bad only because you like Mega Man so much. Let me ask you this. If you were just a gamer, you like playing video games, you've played video games before, and you had never, this might be hard to imagine, but you've never played a Mega Man game before. Ever. You've never played one. And Mega Man 2 on Game Boy was your first exposure to the Mega Man canon, the franchise. Would you really, truly, honestly come away from that gameplay session thinking it was an awful game?
I would be bored with it because there's no challenge. And the way that the game is designed, even if I had only played the Game Boy, I would be wanting more. And I'd probably never play the franchise again.
Sorry, I mean, if you play the NES version, say you could start on the Game Boy with Mega Man 2. And you have, it's watered down. It's got shorter levels and whatever else. But then you crave that challenge. You want more. Then you're going to play the NES version or pick up the Anniversary Edition. And then you're going to have that challenge. You're going to have all that additional stuff. So if you were just coming into it with that single Game Boy game, you're going to want more. So then you have those options.
And 4 minutes ago, you agreed with me that just because it's easy doesn't mean it's bad.
No, not at all. Okay, here's...
So what makes it bad?
Okay, so here's where it kind of hits more home for me, maybe. Your scenario, Bailey, that you came up with, would be the exact same scenario I went through with Phantasy Star.
Okay.
Phantasy Star, the first time I played Phantasy Star was on the Sega Master System, and it's awful. It is absolutely awful. And it took me years to play any of the other sequels. And then I made the mistake of playing the fourth one, which is apparently the best one. And then I go back and try to play the other ones, and they're just as awful as the first one is for the Sega Master System. If I wouldn't have played the fourth one just on a whim, I probably never would have played them again. Everybody should experience Mega Man. whether if you like platforming or not. And if your first time playing Mega Man is Mega Man 2 for the Game Boy, it's awful.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough, I guess.
So bad. So, did the NRA really sponsor this game? Or does the NRA stand for something else?
Not only is it the NRA, as in the National Rifle Association, but this game has some of the most blatant, distasteful use of in-game advertising ever. Before you can play the game, you have to bring up the screen that has dozens of logos, all of them a link to a company website. And at the top, it says, "This game is brought to you by the NRA. Please support these other great companies. Check out these." What I mean, you got like all these like guns and ammo and fishing, and I'm not against any of that on its own, but just in a game, it's weird. Like, it definitely NRA. Yes, that NRA.
Well, they don't make games though. I mean, can't fault them for their first try.
I don't think it was their first game though.
Really? There's tons of other games out there like that.
They've. Yeah, and that's another problem. I feel like I've played it before, but then I'm realizing I've probably played a game exactly like it, but just didn't happen to be
that one.
NRA Varmint Hunter.
I don't know, man. It did receive the Golden Mullet Game of the Year award.
Which is a parody award for the worst game.
That's an award all the same, though.
Yeah.
An award's an award. If you're gonna,
but nothing else happens in the game. You scroll with the mouse until you find a gopher. You press the space bar, then you look for another one.
So it's about training your precision and accuracy with your mouse. That's every first-person shooter I've ever played on the PC.
Yeah,
but there's no reaction time required. There's no real precision required. You can take your time. You can take 15 minutes to get the exact shot you need if you want to. It's no way to actually hone your skill. It's like trying to gain biceps by lifting a weight that's 4 ounces heavy. It's not going to help you at all.
Well, if you do a lot of reps, that's how you tone up.
You have to do like 4 million reps a day.
Hey, man. I'm sure if you played this game 4 million times, you'd be
fine.
Awesome at
if you played NRA Varmint Hunter 4 million times, you'd certainly be good at something.
Yeah.
My suspicion is all you'd be good at would be NRA Varmint Hunter.
All I'm saying is, if somebody took the challenge to put in 10,000 hours of NRA Varmint Hunter, I would bet on them to be the winner at the QuakeCon for Quake 3 Arena.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the training game. Get you set up for Doom and Wolfenstein and Quake and everything.
Everybody needs a stepping stone. You shouldn't make fun of them just because they're not as good as you, Bailey. Some people need a little help, and you know, the NRA Varmint Hunter's there to do it. There's even a multiplayer mode. Come on, man.
You take turns doing it.
Yeah.
You know how boring that multiplayer is?
I bet it's a blast.
There's a lot of games that do that though, that go back and forth. What about Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah, but those games were good.
Different. It's very different. There's a reason you would want to play that with a friend. I cannot imagine how boring it would be to play Varmint Hunters.
Well, hey, man.
Staring at your friend.
One of the big games that's going on right now is, Animal Crossing. Seems like the same mundane gameplay.
But in Animal Crossing, you're not shooting the varmint. You are the varmint. And you can have a life and stuff, whatever.
Oh, you can buy all kinds of guns. Like, this is great, man.
Great is a stretch. All the guns do the exact same thing, though.
What, they shoot something?
The gopher dies.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
So it doesn't mean anything. It's not like a first-person shooter where there's different rates of fire and different, this explodes, this doesn't, this reloads faster. It doesn't matter. It's a gopher. The gopher doesn't shoot back.
Oh, come on. You know? It's like Half-Life 2. You know, all the vehicles do the same thing. Gets you from point A to point B.
Oh, Jason will be thrilled to hear this part. NRA Varmint Hunter is just like Half-Life 2.
I've actually
played Half-Life 2. It's a little better.
I mean,
I still never beat it because I got stuck eventually, but
I just got bored of playing it.
Yeah, it's quite an experience. So, Mark, your game has the same background music the entire time.
Yeah. In that beautiful sounding Genesis soundboard. You'll be scratching your eyes out and tearing your ears off within minutes.
And yet, my game doesn't have any music at all.
Music would be distracting in your game.
Yeah, you have to have that precision. You have to hone those skills and take out that gopher.
Yeah. I'd rather have music. I think it'd be better with music. At least you could say, hey, there's music.
You do realize that Dark Castle does have a Black Knight in it as the boss. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Can't be the worst game now.
I don't know.
Black Knight, really cool.
I mean,
best boss ever.
The Black Knight.
My game doesn't even have a boss. Can we just talk about this?
Nature is the boss.
Yeah.
Mother Nature.
Take out Nature. We're going to shoot them all.
Get her done.
I don't know. I mean, I'm still... I think Mega Man 2 Game Boy is being such a big slap in the face to the gaming community. I think that's really the disappointment.
Okay. No. Oh, no. Okay. No. I have something to say. If you really believe in the argument of biggest slap in the face to the gaming community, you have to go with NRA Varmint Hunter, and here's why. The NRA, just a few years later, maybe even after that game, but within the past couple years too, the NRA has tried to paint video games as the villain in the debate of gun control and gun violence. And yet, hypocritically, has put video games out themselves. If there's any game that's a slap in the face to the gaming community, it's a video game put out by NRA, who themselves said that video games are the reason for gun violence. That's a slap in the face. That's hypocrisy.
Yeah, but that's a political side to it. This is a retro gaming podcast, Bailey. Come on. Jeez.
Yeah, guns have only existed in the past 10 years.
Thank you. Finally. Somebody admits it. Jeez.
The truth is out there.
Man, I'm going to talk about going back and uninventing the gun. It's only a 10-year jump.
Mark.
Well, what I was going to say is, if anything's a slap in the face, it's my game, because it can't do anything without ripping off other video games. So it's got like a Donkey Kong type portion of the level, or it's got, what is it, asteroids or something where you have to take out, or I don't know, alien invaders. I'm not sure which one it is, but it can't even do it. It can't even be its own game. It has to rip off other well-known games in order to appeal to anyone. Boom.
That's not the worst thing in the world.
Well, I mean,
if you can't have your own, it can't even play on its own. It has to rip off other stuff in order to move its whatever along. I mean, it's terrible.
Dark Castle does have a lot of bats in it, mm-hmm. like the small furry animals that fly around. Yeah. My game doesn't have bats. You can't fight bats.
You have gophers.
Gophers, that's it. Gophers.
There's nothing else in my game.
You're a varmint shooter and you got gopher.
Yeah. Groundhogs, maybe.
Well, I mean, doesn't the old saying go, imitation is the highest form of flattery? I mean, come on.
Yeah, but look at the way they did it.
How else are you going to be able to do it in that kind of a setting?
You could have done it a little better job on the actual game itself.
All I'm saying, if I'm going to play a game that's got Donkey Kong in it and asteroids,
that's true.
That sounds really cool.
Even if it's a ripoff, that sounds fun. Yeah. I mean, last week we were talking about Donkey Contra. This week we're talking about Donkastroids.
Donkastroids. That's not as...
Astaronkey Kong.
Country.
Astaronkey Kong.
Donkey Astrongatoids.
Can't spell any of these things, Bailey. They'll never work.
No, you can't. It will never work. So we agree, my game's the worst.
No, man.
By far!
No, not Mega even Man close. 2.
Mega Man 2.
Mega Man is not... Man. No.
You've got to play this game.
Well, I have played this game. We had it. Mom bought it for us when we were who knows how old. We got it when it first came out.
Yeah.
We played it, and we loved it.
No.
We loved it. And you know what else we had? We had Mega Man Dr. Wily's Revenge. We also had Mega Man 3, all on Game Boy. I don't know about 4 or 5, but I know we had those, and we played them with pleasure.
See, this is why it's nice to have family on the show and bring up the dirt that you've been trying to hide this whole time.
I wasn't trying to hide it. I mean, that copy that...
You loved those Mega Man games on Game Boy, didn't you, Eric Hunter?
I was... It's that's the copy I was playing.
You still have it, right?
Yeah, it's still got the Game Genie little sticker on the back of it with all the codes, so when you pop it in...
I remember that.
You don't have to flip it around. Awesome. It's just right there.
That takes me back there, man.
What?
Yeah.
Mega Man 2 for the Game Boy is the worst game in the Retro Showdown.
Oh, you love it.
You love it.
A game can't be the worst if you love it. That's a rule.
It's Mega Man.
That's not true.
Yes, it is Mega Man.
Yeah, no, it is Mega Man.
It's not what I meant. The part about
loving the worst game.
Thank you.
If you love a game, it cannot be bad. I feel like enjoyment of a game is the biggest factor in a game's quality.
Well, right, yeah. I also think replayability is a big thing in a game that you really enjoy.
Yeah. Or you went back and just played it, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to play a crappy game for this showdown, so, yeah. You know.
Replay value, huh?
Did not enjoy it. There is no replay value.
You played it again?
There's none. I had to for the showdown.
I'm just going to ignore Eric Hunter right now and direct another comment to Mark. I just want to point out your game has pixel art, which looks pretty. My game has three-dimensional crappy polygons that are textured the worst I've ever seen in a game. Awful. Real bad.
I don't know. I can deal with poorly rendered three-dimensional environments. I played, you know, original first-person
You mean
shooters.
Environments?
Environments. It's out there, environments.
Just looks like a PlayStation 1 game. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's like playing...
Because it was made in 2004.
So, they're still making games for the PlayStation 1 in 2004.
Yeah, but they looked a lot better. Much better.
Did they?
In more than one level.
You're outside! The level is huge! Why do you need multiple outsides?
A million different places to go outside. But no, you're in random field.
Yeah, you have to go where the varmints are. Yeah, you have to go where the varmints are.
There's other varmints. Why can't you travel to the Dark Castle and shoot bat varmints?
That's a cool idea.
Right? But you can't, because my game sucks. My game's the worst.
It's not as bad as Mega Man 2.
Or Dark Castle.
Alright, fine.
Nothing will beat Dark Castle.
Final arguments. Eric Hunter.
Mega Man 2 for the Game Boy is the worst. Because it is a proverbial slap in the face to the gaming community with a slap in the face difficulty and slap in the face music, and it's a slap in the face. It's awful.
A slap in the what? Arm?
Face.
Leg.
Slap in the face.
Okay.
Awful. It's awful.
Gotcha. Mark Hunter. Final argument. Why would anyone think Dark Castle is the worst game tonight?
Because it is the worst game tonight. Bad choppy graphics, terrible control, no gameplay whatsoever, rip-offs of other games, only to try to make it appeal to people. It's the worst one. Choose Dark Castle.
Excellent summary. But when you talk about poor control, I think steering your rifle scope with the mouse, but pressing spacebar to fire might be the worst control scheme of all time. You should vote for NRA Varmint Hunter as the worst game this episode. You know why? Because it's the most boring. You shoot one varmint, you've experienced the entire game. Eric Hunter says Mega Man 2 is shortened and watered down and easy. It's still leagues ahead of my game. And at least Dark Castle is kind of tough, right? So, just to get little self-promo out of the way. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at Nintendo_Legend. And my blog is NintendoLegend.com. I'm reviewing all the NES releases. And let's do some video shout-outs. Let's see. Do we have any comments? Shout-outs to Captain Knucklehead 1, Newcastle Arcade, Valerie Minnick, Eric M. Hunter.
I'm on the show, too.
Yeah.
Cool. Good work.
You are?
So, and to anyone who's watching and doesn't leave comments, because I see the view counts. I know there's dozens of you who watch but don't comment. That's cool, too. We appreciate that so much. Shout out to you, the anonymous watcher. How about you guys? Any self-promos or shout-outs?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My blog is ericmhunter.net, where you can find my internet presence. Shout-out goes to the official video game Hardcore at officialvgh.com. Thank you for the awful pick, Vic.
Sweet. How about you, Mark?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at mark619-2002. I post randomly, not always about video games, it's always about random, ridiculous, who knows what.
Nice.
But you can find me there. And hey, I'm going to give a shout out to Review of Bad Game Day.
Whoop whoop.
It's fun.
Whoop whoop. Yeah. I mean, August needs a holiday, so why not?
Yeah.
Right? August 8th every year. And special thanks to Mark. Thanks for your time and substituting in tonight. It was fun to have both Hunter brothers together for the first time on the podcast. Loads of fun. Reminders to everyone, you can send us emails at podcast@onemorecastle.com. Forgot to mention that last week, but if you ask us a question, we'll answer it. Also, the Interlude Artist is always available as a free download, so it's a nice way to support people, discover new music you like. Even if we do Super Mario RPG remixes for several weeks in a row, they're different styles, I promise.
I'm okay with it.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I think they've been great.
I like them too, so I'm going to keep them coming. And special thanks to Retroids.com for being our podcast partner. Check out their discussion forum. We have our own forum there you can hang out at. They have a Gyrus contest this month. If you can live stream yourself playing any version of it, like the arcade or the NES version, and get the high score, there's actually prizes, like a $20 Amazon gift card. And I need to figure out my live streaming here this month so I can enter. So I wanted to mention that real quick at Retroids.com. And finally, but not of least importance, listeners, remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week. Happy Review a Bad Game Day.